You see, we've had it for 300 years. Sorry, was it something I said? Hold it under the tap, I should.
What the hell is this all about?
Said Newt, but a certain icy suspicion was creeping over him. He sucked at the cut. It's a funny story. Do you mind if I sit down? And of course, I don't know the full details, because I joined the firm only 15 years ago, but... It had been a very small legal firm when the box had been cautiously delivered. Redfern, by chance, and both the Robys, let alone Mr. Baddicombe, were a long way in the future. The struggling legal clerk who had accepted delivery had been surprised to find, tied to the top of the box with twine, a letter addressed to himself. It had contained certain instructions and 5 interesting facts about the history of the next 10 years, which, if put to good use by a keen young man, would ensure enough finance to pursue a very successful legal career. All he had to do was see that the box was carefully looked after for rather more than 300 years and then delivered to a certain address. Although, of course, the firm had changed hands many times over the centuries, said Mr. Baddicombe, but the box has always been part of the chattels, as it were.
I didn't even know they made Heinz baby foods in the 17th century, said Newt.
That was just to keep it undamaged in the car, said Mr. Baddicombe.
And no one's opened it all these years, said Newt.
Twice, I believe, said Mr. Baddicombe. In 1757 by Mr. George Cranby, and in 1928 by Mr. Arthur Bychance, father of the present Mr. Bychance. He coughed. Apparently Mr. Cranby found a letter.
Addressed to himself, said Newt.
Mr. Baddicombe sat back hurriedly. My word. How did you guess that?
I think I recognise the style, said Newt grimly. What happened to them?
Have you heard this before? Said Mr. Baddicombe suspiciously.
Not in so many words. They weren't blown up, were they?
Well, Mr. Cranby had a heart attack, it is believed, and Mr. Bychance went very pale and put his letter back in its envelope, I understand, and gave very strict instructions that the box wasn't to be opened again in his lifetime. He said anyone who opened the box would be sacked without references.
A dire threat, said Newt sarcastically.
It was in 1928. Anyway, their letters are in the box. Newt pulled the cardboard aside. There was a small iron-bound chest inside. It had no lock. Go on, lift it out, said Mr. Baddicombe excitedly. I must say, I'd very much like to know what's in there. We've had bets on it in the office.
I'll tell you what, said Newt generously. I'll make us some coffee, and you can open the box.
Me? Would that be proper?
I don't see why not.
Newt eyed the saucepans hanging over the stove. One of them was big enough for what he had in mind.
Go on, he said. Be a devil, I don't mind. You could have power of attorney or something.
Mr. Baddicombe took off his overcoat. Well, he said, rubbing his hands together, since you put it like that, it'd be something to tell my grandchildren. Newt picked up the saucepan and laid his hand gently on the door handle.
I hope so, he said.
Here goes. Newt heard a faint creak.
What can you see? He said.
There's the 2 opened letters. Oh, and a 3rd one addressed to... Newt heard the snap of a wax seal and the clink of something on the table. Then there was a gasp, the clatter of a chair, the sound of running feet in the hallway, the slam of a door, and the sound of a car engine being jerked into life and then redlined down the lane. Newt took the saucepan off his head and came out from behind the door. He picked up the letter and was not 100% surprised to see that it was addressed to Mr. G. Baddicombe. He unfolded it. It read, Here is a florin lawyer. Now run fast, lest the world know the truth about you and Mistress Spidon, the typewriting machine slavey. Newt looked at the other letters. The crackling paper of the one addressed to Mr. George Cranby said, Remove thy thieving hand, Master Cranby. I mind well how you swindled the widow Plashkin this Michaelmas past, you skinny old snatch pastry. Newt wondered what a snatch pastry was. He would be prepared to bet that it didn't involve cookery. The one that had awaited the inquisitive Mr. Bychance said, Yow left them, yow coward. Return this letter to the box, lest the world know the true events of June 7th, 1916. Under the letters was a manuscript. Newt stared at it. What's that? Said Anathema. He spun around. She was leaning against the doorframe like an attractive yawn on legs. Newt backed against the table.
Oh, nothing. Wrong address, nothing. Just some old box, junk mail, you know how.
On a Sunday, she said, pushing him aside. He shrugged as she put her hands around the yellowed manuscript and lifted it out. Further knife and accurate prophecies of Agnes Nutter, she read slowly, concerning...